Good morning. Good to see you in the house of the Lord this morning, on this day that the Lord has made. So let us rejoice and
be glad.
Water. How important would you say water is? On a scale of 1 to 5, for example, with 5 being it's very important, what ranking would you give it?
5. 5,
right? Pretty safe to say the majority of us have said and would say 5. It is very important for us physically. For example, it helps hydrate our body, especially during the hot days of summer. It's also very important in fighting fires, a great need at this time of year. It's also important, very important, in a spiritual sense, as evidenced in the gifts of the waters of holy baptism. That's something our children in VBS learned this past week, the importance of water. And so that's something we want to continue to discuss this morning in our worship, the importance of water. And as we have that conversation, we want to see how that importance connects to something else that is very important, and that is God's promises. Promises He has kept and has every intention of keeping. So to God be the glory as we worship Him today, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, to get a taste of what our children learned about water and God's promises. They're going to sing a couple of songs, and you're directed to turn to page 3 of the service bulletin and follow along, because on the second song, Praise God, From Whom All Blessings Flow, you're invited to sing on the third time through and stand up on that third time through. So here come our children, and they'll be dismissed after the singing of the song to their various places in the pews.
Thank you.
Thank you, children. We had a discussion on having you participate in the first song, but it was a 5-4 vote not to have you do the first one. We had over 100 children in VBS this past week. What a blessing. You got a sample of some of the children who were there. As they're making their way back, we're going to continue our worship service in a moment with the singing of hymn 250. Hymn 250, it's found in the red hymnal. Please stand as we turn to page 4, and please note that the opening sentences will be spoken. O Lord, open my lips. Hasten to save me, O God.
O Lord, come quickly to help me.
Give glory to God, our light and our life.
Thank you.
Please be seated. Our first scripture reading for this ninth Sunday after Pentecost comes to us from the book of Numbers, the 27th chapter, where it highlights the fact that God does indeed keep his promises. One of the themes throughout Vacation Bible School week, and one important theme throughout our entire life. A particular promise that God kept in this instance was providing a faithful shepherd for his people. We hear these words. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Go up this mountain in the Abarim range and see the land I have given the Israelites. After you have seen it, you too will be gathered to your people, as your brother Aaron was. For when the community rebelled at the waters in the desert of Zin, both of you disobeyed my command to honor me as holy before their eyes. These were the waters of Meribah Kadesh in the desert of Zin." Moses said to the Lord, "May the Lord, the God who gives breath to all living things, appoint someone over this community to go out and come in before them, one who will lead them out and bring them in, so the Lord's people will not be like sheep without a shepherd." So the Lord said to Moses, "Take Joshua, son of Nun, a man in whom is the spirit of leadership, and lay your hand on him. Have him stand before Eleazar the priest and the entire assembly, and commission him in their presence. Give him some of your authority, so the whole Israelite community will obey him. He is to stand before Eleazar the priest, who will obtain decisions for him by inquiring of the Urim before the Lord. At his command, he and the entire community of the Israelites will go out, and at his command they will come in." Moses did as the Lord commanded him. He took Joshua and had him stand before Eleazar the priest and the whole assembly. Then he laid his hands on him and commissioned him as the Lord instructed through Moses. This is the word of our Lord. We continue our focus on those promises of God in our next hymn, "The Lord's My Shepherd." It's number 766 in the blue hymn book.
Thank you.
That song points out a very important truth, along with the word of our God, that Jesus is indeed our great shepherd, who intends to keep every promise he has made. The proof is in the word, and we hear more of that proof in our second reading from Hebrews chapter 13. Remember your leaders who spoke the word of God to you. Consider the outcome of their way of life and imitate their faith. Please read this verse with me. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Have confidence in your leaders and submit to their authority, because they keep watch over you as those who must give an account. Do this so that their work will be a joy, not a burden, for that would be of no benefit to you. Pray for us. We are sure that we have a clear conscience and desire to live honorably in every way. I particularly urge you to pray so that I may be restored to you soon. Now may the God of peace, who through the blood of the eternal covenant brought back from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, equip you with everything good for doing his will. And may he work in us what is pleasing to him through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. In response to that great message, we sing our next song, I Want to Walk as a Child of Light, 771 in the Blue Songbook. Please stand for the gospel reading. That last song, along with the word of God, reminds us of an important truth, that by nature we are truly like sheep without a shepherd. We do not want to follow in the path of Jesus Christ, but by his grace and mercy he has called us to do just that. A reminder of this important truth in Mark chapter 6. The apostles gathered around Jesus and reported to him all they had done and taught. Then, because so many people were coming and going that they did not even have a chance to eat, he said to them, "Come with me by yourselves to a quiet place and get some rest." So they went away by themselves in a boat to a solitary place. But many who saw them leaving recognized them and ran on foot from all the towns and got there ahead of them. When Jesus landed and saw a large crowd, he had compassion on them because they were like sheep without a shepherd. So he began teaching them many things. This is the gospel of the Lord. Some of those many things that the Lord Jesus taught the people are summarized in the Apostles' Creed, our confession of faith. We say it now. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Please be seated. At this time, I'll ask children who want to come forward for a children's devotion to do so. Gather up front once again. This time you get to sit. How you doing today? Thank you. I'm doing right here. Thanks. All right. So, just so everybody knows, what do we have here in my hand?
A water bottle.
A water bottle. What's important about a water bottle?
So.
What's important?
Something to drink.
Something to drink. Why would you need something to drink like water? Yeah, you stay hydrated, especially when it's hot outside. What do you do usually outside? What do you do when you're outside?
You play.
You play? What else do you do when you're outside?
Play hide and seek.
Hide and seek, yeah. What do you do outside?
Play tag.
Play tag? You play with your cat, right? All activities, right, that can make us thirsty. And so what can help us with that thirst? A good drink of water, whether it be from this water bottle or from the tap or wherever you may get that water. Where else do we find water? Besides in a bottle. Where else do we find water?
From the
beach?
From the sink.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Sink. A sink. Gotcha. Where else? Where else do we find water?
Inside a house.
Inside a house. Hopefully not on the floors. Where else do we find water?
Fridge. In a fridge.
Where?
In a fridge.
In the fridge. It's a good place to keep it cold.
In the ocean.
In the ocean, right? Rivers and lakes. What do we find in rivers and lakes and oceans? What do we find there?
Fish.
Right?
And seashells.
And seashells.
Whales.
So here's the point. Water is very important,
seaweed.
Right? Seaweed. I don't like to use that.
Seaweed.
Right? Water is important. It hydrates us. We eat fish. Some of us eat fish. Some of us, some people eat seaweed.
I don't like seaweed.
Neither do I. I'm with you.
I don't like fish.
But water in a bottle, water in a sink, water in the fridge, water in the rivers, in the oceans, in the lakes, and the fish that swim, and the seaweed, and everything else? Where did it all come from?
God.
God.
Right? So next time you have a drink of water, give thanks to God for that drink of water. The next time you either swim in the water or eat a fish from the water, give thanks to God. That water helped keep that fish alive so you could eat it. Water also helps put out fires. We don't want fires to grow, so we use water. But there's even a more important use of water. What's this right here? What's this thing?
Water.
What water goes in there? That baptism font. And in DBS, we learn the importance of water in that baptism font. Because through that water, the word of God that's connected to that water in the baptism font, we are given life in Jesus. And where does that life in Jesus take us? Where does that life in Jesus take us?
To heaven.
To heaven. Right? How important it is, like we're doing today, to fill up on the water of life that Jesus gives us. Our baptism reminds us of that water of life, and the word of God which we hear fills us up in that water of life we need. So again, next time you take a drink of water when you're thirsty, give thanks to God for that water. Next time you eat something from the water, give thanks to God for that water. Next time a fire is put out with water, give thanks to God for that water. As you think about baptism, give thanks to God for the most important water of all, connected to His Word. Let's pray about this, right? Let's pray about this. Father in heaven, we thank you for the gift of water. The water we're able to drink, the water we're able to swim in, the water we're able to get fish from, the water that can put out fires. But most importantly, we thank you for the water of baptism, by which you give us forgiveness of sins and true life now, here on earth, and forever in heaven. Help us share this water, all water, physical water with those in need, and above all, the water of life of Jesus to those who need him too. Thank you, Jesus, for this day and your gift of water. Amen. Hey, thanks for coming up. Stay hydrated, physically and spiritually. We'll continue with the singing of our next hymn, hymn 748.
Oh,
Grace, mercy, and peace be yours in great abundance, and this is possible from God our Father, through our living Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. We want to focus our attention back on the Old Testament reading for this Sunday, so we hear once again these words from Numbers chapter 27. Moses said to the Lord, "May the Lord, the God who gives breath to all living things, appoint someone over this community to go out and come in before them, one who will lead them out and bring them in, so the Lord's people will not be like sheep without a shepherd." This is God's word, we pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Dear fellow redeemed by that rock and redeemer, the Lord Jesus Christ, the great shepherd of the sheep, who shed his precious innocent blood for us and for all. When it comes to the promises of God, when you hear that phrase, the promises of God, what promise comes to your mind instantaneously? Give that a thought for a second, and if you want to, you can shout it out. What promise comes to your mind? Anybody got one? Salvation? Another one? What was that? Redemption. Excellent. Got another one? Faith. Excellent, right? Promises of God that we are reminded of every time we come to the house of the Lord, and we should be reminded of each and every day. How important those promises of God are. The ones you mentioned regarding faith, redemption, and salvation. God made a promise and kept that promise. And he has made other promises. Promises he has already kept, and promises he has every intention to keep. The proof, it's written before us in the Word of God. The Word of God, which no one can dispute if they're of the right mind. Promises of God have always been a part of God's history. We're reminded of that in our first reading. As they then in the Old Testament were able to count on this, so you and I can count on it today. And that is that we can count on God keeping his promises. Promises relating to the promised land and promises related to the fact that he provides all we need in the meantime. Moses was to lead God's Old Testament people, the children of Israel, to the earthly promised land. Keep in mind where they were. They were slaves in the land of Egypt. It was not a good time or situation for them. God had mercy on them and made good on a promise that he would have the descendants of Abraham have this earthly land in Canaan. And so Moses is called to lead God's people out of Egypt to that earthly promised land. Easier said than done, right? Because our text reminds us of an incident that happened along the way. It wasn't just an overnight trip. They couldn't just get on a plane and go from Egypt to the earthly promised land of Canaan. So as they're walking along the way, what are the children of Israel known for? What were they doing consistently on that way from Egypt to the earthly promised land of Canaan? Complaining. We're thirsty. We don't like our clothes. We don't like the food. We're thirsty. Did we mention that one? We would have been better off in Egypt. And Moses said, "Do you really want to go there?" But has that changed much today? God is leading us to a promised land. And what's our response way too often as we're making this journey to the promised land? I'm thirsty. I don't like my clothes. I don't like this food. I'm thirsty. Did I say that? Oh, man, I wish I were an unbeliever. How much fun they have. And Jesus says, "Do you really want to go there?" God kept his promises in spite of the children of Israel. God keeps his promises in spite of us, and praise God for this. Moses was leading these people to that promised land. And with all their complaints, well, Moses got irritated on an occasion, and rightly so, we could say. The Lord told him, in one of the cries of Israel for water, to talk to this rock and water will come out of it. Well, Moses was so frustrated with the children of Israel, all their whining and their complaining, he struck that rock a couple times, something he was not supposed to do. And that would come back to him. That's where our text picks up. But God, in his mercy, gave Moses a great gift. He would not be able to enter the earthly promised land, but he was still going to be able to enter the heavenly promised land. But before going there, he allowed Moses to see that earthly promised land. You're going to go up on a mountain, and you're going to see this promised land that you have led the children of Israel to. And while you cannot enter it, you get to see it. Now, what do you think Moses responded with? What do you mean I can't go in? Do you know what I've put up with all these years with these people? We don't hear any of that, do we? What does he ask of the Lord? He says, Lord, I get it. I can't go in. I've sinned, but I'm forgiven. But Lord, these people who have left to themselves are going to be like sheep without a shepherd. So provide them with a faithful shepherd. Moses isn't so concerned about himself. He's concerned about these people because he knew, even with the shepherd at times, they were whining and complaining, straying people. Imagine what they would be like without a shepherd. What would we be like without a shepherd? Because we too, unfortunately, even as believers, have a tendency to stray at times and whine and complain. And so the Lord brings us back through shepherds, whether they be pastors or teachers or brothers and sisters in the faith. The Lord God agreed with Moses. In fact, he had it in mind to appoint Joshua to succeed Moses. What a fitting successor to Moses. He had worked alongside Moses. He had seen how Moses had worked by God's grace. And he had a heart after the Lord and a heart for God's people. And so Joshua would be the one who would lead God's people from outside that earthly promised land to inside that earthly promised land. And not just leave them there and be done with his calling, but to keep their eyes always fixed on the heavenly promised land, for that's what it was always about. God made a promise, and God keeps his promises. The children of Israel got to that promised land. And the children of Israel were blessed in that promised land. The children of Israel, though, did not always use those blessings wisely, and so they lost that promised land, but they did not lose the promises of God, especially the promise of salvation. Joshua was appointed in front of all the people to be the clear successor of Moses. And at that commissioning, he was reminded of the fact that you are to get your directions from the Lord. Moses was able to get directions from the Lord directly, and Joshua would at times get that too, but he was supposed to get his directions from Eleazar the priest to point out that the physical well-being of the people and the spiritual well-being are interconnected. And Joshua and Eleazar would work together in keeping God's people then focused on that heavenly promised land. They could count on God's promises. The proof was before them all the way on that journey to that promised land. And the proof that God keeps his promises and will lead us to the promised land is before us continually. It's in the word of our Lord. It's also found in the waters of baptism. It's not that this water in and of itself has such significant power. It's ordinary water. But when it's connected to God's word, it is powerful. It brings us to life. The most important life a person can have, a connection to Jesus, who took all of our complaining, all of our whining, All of our strain attempts, he took them to the cross and paid for them all in full. It is finished. That's what we receive through the waters of life in holy baptism. God's forgiveness. Not because we are so good, but because Jesus is perfect and innocent on our account. And so every time we see this baptism font placed for a reason in the middle of our beautiful worship area, give thanks to God for keeping his promise and bringing you to life in Jesus through these waters. And as we see this font and see other children and other people baptized, let us give thanks to God for keeping his promise, not only to us, but to them as well. We need that promise kept because by nature, when we come out of the womb and even in the womb, we are not in line with God. But through the waters of life, we get in line with God. And are privileged then, through his word, to walk all our days with him until he takes us to the heavenly promised land as promised. In the meantime, God intends to keep all of his promises. He provides for us not only the waters of life, but he provides for us water to drink. We need that for our bodies. We need to be hydrated. And he provides food for us. He provides water for the ability to put out fires. He provides so much day in and day out. He provides clothing for us. The children of Israel, during those years of wandering, they had sandals that did not wear out. And they had clothing that did not wear out. And they had food and water. No different today. We have shoes that may wear out, but we are blessed to be able to get a new pair. We have clothes that maybe wear out or we don't like, and we're blessed to be able to get new clothing. Even if they're hand-me-downs, they're new to us. We are blessed with food and water, whether it be mac and cheese and hot dogs or steak and potatoes or pizza. We are blessed with choices. Let us not take them for granted, brothers and sisters. God keeps his promises in providing all that we need, physically and most importantly, spiritually. To help us spiritually, God provides faithful shepherds to his church, pastors, teachers, brothers and sisters in the faith, so that we will not be like sheep without a shepherd. We have people who encourage us in our walk with Jesus, remind us that through thick and thin, God keeps his promises. Be patient and wait on the Lord. And those faithful shepherds help us identify those who are unfaithful, who are only concerned for themselves, and only looking to lead God's people astray. How important it is that we pray for faithful shepherds, that we pray for one another. God keeps his promises. You can count on it. So the next time you have a drink of water, whether it be from a water bottle or from the faucet, give thanks to God for his promises kept. Next time you eat food, put on clothing, give thanks to God for the ability to do so. Next time you see this baptism font, give thanks to God for the most important water of all, the water of life through that baptism. And what does God ask you to do with the physical water, the physical blessings, and that spiritual water? He asks you to share it. We all need the water of life physically and spiritually. Pray for opportunities. Pray that the Lord opens our eyes to the opportunities to share water with those in need, the physical and the spiritual. Our children at VBS this last week, they learned a great deal about the importance of water. How God saved Moses as a baby through water. How the children of Israel were able to cross from Egypt over the Red Sea and into the Promised Land, water involved. How through water God healed Naaman of his leprosy. How Paul and his companions were rescued from the water on their way to Rome. And that gift of baptism. Water. Something we have around us every day. So precious. May we not take it for granted. God keeps his promises. You can count on that. all the way to the promised land, and every day in between. Amen. Please rise. Praise God indeed, from whom all blessings flow. The peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard and keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, our great shepherd. Amen.
Thank you.
We pray, Lamb of God, let our lives for you be given, our years for you be spent, our ties to earthly goods be gone, our gifts with love to you be sent. You gave yourself that we might live, to you ourselves and all things give. Amen. We also pray the prayer of the church. O Lord God, we thank you for the wondrous gift of Jesus Christ, your Son, and for the promised graces we have received through him. We thank you that through his perfect life and his obedience to death on the cross, we have been granted cleansing and pardon for all our sins. We thank you that in his resurrection, we have the promise of life everlasting, and that in his ascension to the right hand of your majesty, we have the assurance that he continually intercedes for us. Lord, and let the trust of our families be centered in you alone, so that no difficulty, trial, or adversity rob us of the conviction that you are our helper in every time of need. Relieve the afflictions of the weary and the sick, and dry the tears of the troubled and sorrowful. Lead them to look to you as the unfailing spring of healing and hope. And so, Lord of life, you chasten and you heal. We ask for your hand of healing on Michael Walter, the brother of Lynn Clark, as he faces his own health challenges. Help the medical team find answers and therefore relief for him. Turn his eyes to Jesus for a sure and everlasting hope. And as you have called Andy Schwieger to yourself in heaven this past Saturday, we thank you for the gift of faith you had given to him through the waters of baptism and how you nurtured that faith all his years by way of your means of grace. As you have brought eternal life and relief to him, continue to bring comfort and healing to the family as they mourn his death, and at the same time have reason to celebrate his life, especially his life in Jesus. Birthdays are another reminder of how special our life is, as you, Lord, are the one who has given us this life. Move us to view one another as gifts from you. As our fellow members celebrate a birthday this week, we thank you for them, and ask that you refresh them in body and soul. The love between a husband and a wife is also a gift from you. May these couples among us, able to celebrate this gift, be renewed in their love for each other, reflecting this in their words and actions. All these things we pray in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Let us now sing the hymn, There Is a Redeemer, 747 in the Blue Songbook.
Thank you.
Please stand. In the morning, O Lord, I call to you. Be merciful to me and hear my prayer. Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Grant us, Lord, the Spirit to think and do what is right, that we, who cannot do anything that is good without you, may by your help be enabled to live according to your will. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Let us praise the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look on you with favor and give you peace. Promise you can count on indeed. To God be the glory. Opportunities to be refreshed in God's promises take place not just on Sunday, but also throughout the week. Bible studies, you can find out what they are in the weekly news, also on our website. For our guests among us today, glad you're here. We ask that you would stop by our welcome center in the lobby. There's a free gift waiting for you, so neat to see you over there. Teens and Connects, 20 and 30s. There's an open gym tomorrow night from 6:30 to 8:30 here at the gym at St. Mark's. Also today for the teens, we've planned a mini golf outing and other activities, so that'll start shortly if you're interested in that. Just meet here in the parking lot. Next week, we have an opportunity for fellowship and food. That goes together. Potluck. So see the weekly news for more details. It also serves as a meet and greet for our new principal and his wife, Greg Thiesfeld, and Lisa. They are getting settled in their new home. We're glad they're here safely and at work and looking forward to their service among us. May they be a blessing to us and we to them. If you're interested in reading a letter from Missionary Marquardt, some of you may remember him as he's serving overseas on our behalf in the Lord's name. There's a letter there on the information board. If you don't know him, it would still be a great letter to read on the work that he is doing on our behalf. So please see that bulletin board. Details regarding Andy's victory service are still pending. We'll notify you as able. If something comes up during the week, he can call the office. If we have information, we'll share it. Otherwise, if it's not available till next week, we'll share it next Sunday. So keep that in mind. Pray for the family continually. Vacation Bible School, we give thanks for all the volunteers and the children who were present. They had a great week, and so we're thankful for the weather that was provided and the physical nourishment and, above all, the spiritual nourishment they received. We have an opportunity to get a capture of what they went through during the week as part of the video. Here you get a 4-for-1 deal because Man of Camp is on there, Sports Camp through the summer, and also Tree of Life. Where else can you find such a deal? Enjoy the video. God's blessings on your day. Greet one another in His name. Thank you.
The sun forbear to shine.